Hey guys, welcome to the Years in Between pod with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Jacinta Joey.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the years in between.
Hey B!
You're energetic.
I am, because you fed me that Coke.
And you fed me your sour.
Sour apple mango twist.
Made out of apple waste. Wastage. Crazy.
It's from Gustavo.
Is it Gustavo? I thought it was Gusto. Oh, do you know what it is? It's because Gusto is like a HelloFresh. That's my thought. That's why I said it. So, no, you are right because it is your Chris. But, like, I was like, I put Gusto in my head.
You're right. It's Gusto. Not Gustavo.
Anyway.
I just like to make things up, clearly.
Creative.
I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that. I like your outfit, by the way.
This old thing, really.
You make me sick, bro.
Nah, we just look... This is a Loretta vibe. Cozy.
Period.
Jumper. Joggers. I got leggings under, to be honest. But, yeah.
That's a me vibe. I'm in tracksuit buttons and a jumper.
Cozy, babe. I like your hair. Who did your hair?
Don't even tell... Bro, story. If I... Bro.
Story? Story
this
time?
This hair... Basically, I'll insert a picture of what the hair is meant to look like here somewhere, right? It was basically meant to be micro kinky twists. This is not micro. This is just like schmedium, basically.
Schmedium.
And it was given...
That's a new clothing size, schmedium.
That actually, I feel like that should be his clothing size. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people fit in between. But she was an auntie and... I showed her the picture, I showed it to her multiple times. She kept asking to like reference it. And then as she was doing it, I was like to her, it's meant to be a bit longer. Like, it's meant to, like, it's looking a bit. And she's like, no, it's fine. Just wait, it'll come.
Not auntie I'm saying meant it's to, fine.
Yeah, and I'm just there like, okay, let me let her do her thing. Clearly she knows what she's doing. Because you know sometimes, you know, like when you go to African aunties, this is what I'm thinking, African aunties, but when I've been in Uganda, they've done what, like,
they do what they do.
I mean? Whereas... African aunties in Peckham can sometimes do what you want, but this is a new person. I was just like...
Why did you go to a new person?
Because it was closer to where I live. And I didn't want to have to keep trekking to the normal... Because my normal auntie, she eats down every time.
All the
every
time.
Every single time.
All the time.
And she's a baddie herself. Like, she's a good-looking woman. She, like, she looks good, and she's always with, like, the current hairstyles, current trends.
Question. How old do they have to be for you to call them auntie? Like, how old... How much older do they have to be than you for you to call them auntie?
For me, they have to look like they're in their late 30s.
You'd call someone in their late 30s auntie?
Because I'd say, like...
If you think about it, they're, like, what? 15 years older than us?
Mm. Because then when I'm, like...
Five, would you have called a 20-year-old auntie?
At five?
Yeah.
Yes, because they at five, somebody who's 10 years, like at a 10-year-old, I wouldn't call them auntie, but they'll look so much older. So 20, call them by their first name as a child of African people.
I'm just thinking, like, that's wild. Would you make your child call?
Unless it's their cousin, then. And when I was younger, we have cousins who are significantly older than us. And if I was told that they were my cousin, I'd call them by their first name. If I was introduced to them as, this is your auntie, or this is auntie, da, 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 then I'd call them that. Like, it just depends on how I'm introduced to them.
True. Yeah, I don't know if that's me being disrespectful, but unless they look significantly older than me, like, older, I won't address them as auntie.
For me, it's a thing where it's like, even if I do know their name, because the woman who does my hair that I love, who does it, like, perfect all the time, I know her first name, but I just call her auntie. I didn't even put her real name at the end of it. I just call her auntie.
Yeah, I guess every older woman,
if she's old enough to be my mum, then I'll call you auntie.
But like below that, would you call her auntie?
I don't think I'll say her name. I'll just wait to make eye contact to address. I'll just sort of be like,
hey,
oh, so no, I'll just be like, if I'm gonna ask her something, I'll be like, oh, so like, you know, I'll just make sure it's sort of like enough movement that she recognises that I'm talking to her. I won't go to call her, I'll just try and get her attention without addressing any names.
Fair enough. I'd call them by their name. Like, I have my hairdresser who done the hair before this. What was that again? The braids.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's older than me, but I don't know how much by.
Mm.
And I don't call her by her. I don't call her by her auntie. I just say, oh, Jessica.
Okay. Well, if that works for you, that works for you. For me, I'm just sort of a bit weird about, like, I'm just like,
I feel like I wouldn't want to be called auntie until I have grandkids.
I get what you mean, because now the thought of the shoe on the other foot, if a kid that 30. Was 15 started calling me auntie.
Imagine Lisa calling us auntie.
Well, she's my cousin, so I'd be like, I'm not your auntie.
No, I know.
But if a child her age.
Yeah.
I'd
feel a bit weird. Like, remember when I was younger and our cousins called me grandma?
I can't lie, when our cousins did that, I actually felt kind of 30. I was like, yeah, I am.
You would have been great aunt. I'm like, I'm here, grandma. But like, how am I your grandmother? Like, I think I'm just a cousin.
But you know, it depends on how young they are. Like, if they're like an 8-year-old calling me auntie, I don't mind.
Yeah, like now, yeah, of course.
I don't mind, but like, if you're like 18, baby, we close enough. I don't know. Also, it's just a bit like, I don't really care. Like, I don't take offense to it. Like, I guess you just see me as a person who's older and wiser.
Yeah. Which, like, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm just here thinking, like,
really take it as offense.
I'd be like, I'm here like, oh, I'm going to be the cool mom. I'm like, don't call me auntie.
I'm going to tell every week, I'm like, oh, auntie.
Unless, like, I'm in my mid-40s, 40s, whatever.
So you don't want anyone, when you're 30s, you don't want anyone to call you auntie?
Again. Unless they're a young child, younger than the age of 10.
If they're 18, why are you in your 30s?
No.
Girl.
No, it's giving power struggle. Why do you want a title?
But, like, why is it such a thing if they do? It's not like...
In my mid-30s. I literally have a friend who's in their mid-30s.
Mm.
I don't call her auntie.
But I'm not saying, I said 18. You're not 18.
To be fair, we're basically 30. Like, it's knocking on the door.
But I guess I said late 30s, so maybe I'm thinking 40s. Maybe 40s.
40s and a 18-year-old. Yeah, you're the same age as my son.
Mm. But you know what it is? I feel like, because obviously we've been in the working world for a while now, and I'm used to working with people of all ages, so it puts into perspective, like, the ages. So the idea of calling someone auntie at a certain age is a bit more, whereas when you're younger and you don't have
real experience, auntie.
Yeah, everyone's auntie who's not your, like, age mate.
Yeah.
So, you're in. But yeah, this hair, I didn't like it, guys. I told her she didn't do what I wanted. I went home. My parents were like, oh, because, by the way, I spontaneously went to Spain for a few days. That.
Something you should do in your 20s, guys.
Spontaneously travel if you can and if you have the means to, because why not? But yeah, so I literally booked her in for the Saturday. I was flying on the Sunday morning, so it was whatever she does, I'm going with. When she finished, I wanted to cry.
That's the worst.
I wanted to.
That is the worst feeling. Because when you leave the chair, you should feel like
everybody should drop. Everyone look at me, hair swinging.
But the fact that you wanted to cry, oh baby.
The hair was fresh and I tied it up in a bun.
Oh, Loretto. That must have hurt as well.
Yeah, ooh. I said no. And she was there trying to take pictures and videos. She was taking, and I was like, don't get my face in, because I was so awesome. You're telling me, see you later.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Where about it? It's thank you. Oh. It's like the plural thank you. Muelaba is the plural goodbye.
What's I'm sorry?
Insonyuwa means I'm sorry. You can go wama. Like, that's sort of like, oh, sweetheart.
I'm not going to attempt to say that. So I'm going to say it's wama. Oh, I heard you say gugugun and wama.
She doesn't listen to me, guys.
I've heard so many wrong things today, sorry.
No, but it's just one.
I'm just gonna sit in Swahili, Paula.
But yeah, so then I was literally like, as I left, I was messaging, I was watching my boyfriend, and I was just like, while I was getting my hair done, I was like to him, I don't think she gets, like, she does, it doesn't look like she's going to do it right. And I've told her multiple times, and he's like, it's okay, even, we'll see how it goes.
That's even the worst.
And then when I left, I was walking home, and I was messaging him, like, I hate it. Like, no, I was in the chair, and I messaged him, like, I hate it. And then he was messaging me, like, it's okay. Keep in mind, he's abroad as well.
Oh, yeah,
so he's obviously trying to chop life over there, and I'm there.
Telling him about you.
Like, I hate it. And I've already had a horrible day.
But, that's how you know he's your man.
Because
you're going to him for a solution.
As if you could help me from Valencia.
No, but, I'm just messing.
But yeah, I was literally like, oh, God. And the thing is, when I'm talking to him, obviously I'm feeling like, you know, emotional, because obviously I'm talking to him, I'm just like,
your hair. I'm sorry for that, man. I'm so sorry.
Bro, when I got home, my parents were like, oh, let's see the hair. I was just like, no. I just wanted to take off my shoes and go and pack, because I had to pack and drive.
Did you leave your car at the airport?
No, I drove to my sister's and I stayed there and I took TfL to the airport from there. But I literally was like, I need to go pack. And I was like, no, let me come, let me see. And because, you know, like, when we take our shoes off, we put it in that little cupboard under the thingy. I was going to take my shoes off and just go upstairs, but because my mum was there, she don't play about leaving your shoes where she wants it in the cupboard. So I was like, take it to the cupboard. And they were both in the kitchen. And as I got close, she's like, no, let me see. And I was just like, that's what. So she's like, in Uganda, she's like to me, you're going to cry over hair. You know when you just try to hold it together till you go to your room.
Yeah.
That was the last.
And then that's when you like. Just, that's my god. Bro,
and I just started crying. It's not because it's everything that I can't do. Because guys,
you've
work.
Had one of those weeks.
You know all the other weeks where I told you work was. This week, work finished me.
That clap was loud.
That's the work finish me. So when in that moment when the hair went wrong, I said, wow.
Cherry on the top.
I said, wow, finish. And then like I was bawling my eyes out. I was crying. I was literally having a breakdown. I thought, I just have to pack and get ready to go. But yeah, I've got more to add. We can talk about the journey to Spain, but before we go into that, how have you been, my love? Cause I could keep on talking, guys. There's so much that happened.
Welcome to my chair, Loretto. Mm-hmm. If you want to vent, that's okay. We can put soothing music on, you know? Mm. You can dim the lights a little.
Girl, you ain't got time for my venting.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, we'll come back to what happened in Spain. We'll circle back, but let's...
Okay.
How about your week?
My week has been... It's been good.
Mm.
Yeah. It's been
Must
good.
Be nice. How is your, like, tell me, why has it been good? What's been your week been like?
Bible study resumed on Monday. Bible study has been on pause since November.
Mm-hmm.
And
how come?
Because December is literally just a busy month. Like, we have a lot of events. Obviously we have Christmas, we're leading up to Christmas.
Mm.
And then we have January, which is crossover service. Mm. And we've got the 21-day fast, and with the 21-day fast, we have prayers every evening, which will cut into the time that we would have had Bible study.
Okay, fair.
So we've just paused it from November to February. Oh yeah, new month. Welcome to the happy new month, babe. It's a month of love. Not for my birthday.
Your mom's birthday first, but now that's gone, so
happy birthday to my mom.
We said that in the last episode. Happy birthday, auntie.
So yeah, we resumed Bible study on Monday, and it was good just to see everyone. I see everyone at church anyway every Sunday, but there's some people in the group that don't come to our church. So it's just been good, like, to see them, to like catch up, to like talk. This month we're focusing on evangelizing, telling people soul winning, and we're just like diving into that. I am actually leading next Monday, and it's going to be a year, 2 weeks from now, from when I first led my Bible study session.
How do you feel about it?
It literally brings me so much joy in my heart, because when I reflect to how I was last year, I was such a shy babe. I literally didn't think that I could do public speaking. Not to say that you can throw me on a stage and speak to a crowd. I have heart palpitations now, but last year, even before last year, like, obviously even before last year, like, I studied midwifery, and one of our modules, we had to do, like, a public speaking thing with a group of other healthcare students. And, Loretta, when I tell you, like, I literally couldn't even utter a word. Like, I couldn't speak in front of a crowd. So that's a little context. So to be able to, like, lead an hour-long session Bible study group of people that I don't know yet, because bear in mind, last year, I was literally in the church for, like, 6 months, 7 months. Not even in the church, in the faith for, yeah, that matter of months. So, yeah, it's a testimony in itself, even now, because I do it a bit more comfortably. I'm a bit more comfortable with doing it. But there's always room for improvement, which is literally my mantra, I think. I always say, like, there's always room for improvement.
And that allows for growth, so...
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm nervous again, but my I would say I'm her intern. I would say that she's my spiritual big sister. She's like, Yaz, we've literally gotten over, like, your shyness, your nervousness, you're not that person. And it's true, I'm not. But I think when a situation is presented to me, why I have to be, like, that talkative person, why I have to be, like, very sociable and confident, and, you know, that's when I, like, withdraw. Yeah. Because on Monday, she was like, she called me, she was like, Yaz, you seem really reserved. Like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. I think I just got stage fright. But she was like, we're over this. Like, we're literally over this. I'm not even going to baby anymore. But I think...
That's good.
No, I know. I was going to say, yeah, I think I need that, because we've gotten past the stage of babying. I think it's now just throw me in the pool and let me, like...
Find your way.
Find my feet, yeah. So that was Monday. Tuesday... I don't really remember.
One of the filler days, isn't it?
One of the filler days. But, yeah, this week's been good. It's been busy, seemingly, as well. Yeah.
That's good, though. I'm guessing that you're going to get to do your Bible study and start up again, because I know you love that.
Yeah, every Monday. I love that. I love having routine. So, yeah, that's been my week. How's yours been? Let's go back. Let's circle back.
Okay, but how was work? Was work okay?
Work's the same.
Okay, works the same.
I have taken up on a new responsibility.
Okay.
I'm now doing, like, property management. I'm helping my manager, my operational manager, manage property and tenants. So I'm helping her with that, and I've been doing some more business side, buyer side, report forecasting side, which is interesting.
I like that for you. Yeah, it's another thing to that CV, another skill to them.
How's yours been?
Well, circling back to what I was saying, so
you're
my my week, as you guys know, my week has been horrific. Well, my week was horrible up until Friday. Like, it was just London bridges falling down. And on Friday, I've reached, like, my final straw. I was literally, like, as you know, I had the hair books and everything, but no, yeah. At this point, I already had my hair books for the Saturday. And on Friday at 1 p.m, I said... No, 1:30, I said to myself, I need to get out of this country right now. I must disappear. And thankfully, one of my best friends lives in...
Not me, by the way.
Good shit, you're right here.
No, I didn't mean to be alone.
One of my best friends lives in Spain. So I messaged her. I messaged her and I was like... Please, I need to come out of this country, please. Can I come see you? Can I spend, like, a few days with you? She was like, yeah, of course, like, come through. And I told her, like, the gist of what was going on with my life, and she was like, yeah, you can come. Like, even if there wasn't, I know she would have said yes, but she was like, even more so. So that was all booked. Then I went down to my nail people. Can you imagine? Because I don't trust the nail people where I live.
That's even a story for me as well. I hate my nails at the moment.
But these ones, I love them. Because the one time I went to the people near where I live, what do? They messed up my nails. And it taught me a lesson.
Like that?
No, that was the other time I tried to try something new today. The one, it was like, Do you remember when I wanted white on my toes? They gave me that silver nonsense. I wanted that cloudy white.
I wanted cloudy white.
And they gave me that silver nonsense on my toes. That was the people that were in my area, and I said, yeah, no.
Absolutely.
I went back to the people that I know are good, and I drove 1 hour and 40 minutes for them, but it was worth it. It was because I was able to confirm everything. Like, my friend, she was like, yeah, you can come. So then, literally, drove down, got my nails done, drove back home. Then I got my hair done on Saturday. And then, on Saturday evening, I drove to my sister's because she lives close to the airport. So I left my car there, left my car there. And I went to the airport. No. This is where the problem began. I went to sleep. The flight was at 6 on the Sunday, right? 6 a.m. Mm-hmm.
When I woke up and I looked at my app, I saw you in Spain. And I woke up at like 9. I was like, oh.
Bro. But so the flight is at 6. So if the flight's at 6, it was 2.5 hours.
Okay, I was like, 9, yeah, 9.
So it's literally like, if you get a coach from London to Nottingham, for people, you know, who know that journey, it's literally that same distance, probably even less. But you're meant to get there 3 hours before. So really and truly, I'm meant to be at the airport by 3. So if I'm trying to get to the airport by 3, I need to wake up by 1 so I can give myself an hour to get ready, do like, just be a bit sluggish, you know, all of that, and then leave.
Download.
But, exactly. But I get to my sister's at probably 10. I need to do some bits, so I'm literally done with all of that and 10 p.m. set. Yeah, 10 p.m. I've done all of that and set by 11 p.m. So really and truly, I have 11, 12, 1. I've got 2 hours I'm meant to be able to sleep before I have to wake up to get ready to go to the airport. And I'm there, so I've set all my alarms. As I'm falling asleep, I said, I'm not going to say that, but I say, hey, say, set another alarm, just to, you know, assure it. Yeah, because he's going to start talking.
He and his South East London accent.
South London.
South East.
No, he's just South.
Okay. You're the one that said he even sounds like a South East roadman.
I said he sounds like a South roadman, but you said South East, and I was like, no, we're not collecting the East. We're saying South.
To be fair, true roadmen are from South East. No,
I'm not trying to start no beef. That's that came out of her mouth, not mine. Anyway, I'm there sleeping.
Wait, you went to bed?
Yeah, I went to bed because it was 11 and I needed to be up and thingy to leave. I was meant to leave by 3, well, 2:30.
Okay.
2:30. So, cool. I then go to sleep. I'm sleeping. And you know what? Retrospectively, I hear the alarm in my dream. But keep in mind, guys, I had an emotional breakdown early that day. So you know when you're asleep after you've cried.
Ooh, it's the sweetest.
Bro. So I'm there sleeping. And I hear the alarm in my dream, but like, I don't deep it. And then, guys, you know when your body wakes up? I did that. And what time was it? 4:57 in the morning. 4:57 in the morning when I woke up, and I said, this week has already gone this way, my hair is looking that way, and I've already cried, and I'm just like,
4:57 in the morning, that's not like,
and my flight, exactly, when an alarm goes off, if someone speaks to me, I wake up, exactly,
but
I think it's because I cried, and I was really drained and exhausted.
4:50, if you slept half an hour longer.
Guys, but 4:57, so it's basically 5. My flight's at 6. I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it. So what do I do? I'm there like,
I would have just dragged everything and bolted.
No, the thing is, I was literally like. Like, in that moment, I told her to cry again. I was just there's no time. There's no time to cry.
I would have woke my mum up.
No one was there.
You know when you're a child there and you vomit and you wake your mum up? For me?
Exactly. I didn't have that. I wanted to be like, if my mum was here, she would have woken up and wake me up. But like, that's not me. Every time, because I've been to Spain multiple times before, every time I've been, I've woken myself up, I've got myself to the airport. Like, it's
you're very organized.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. So then I go, because I'm thinking, because my sister, she went out with her friend. I was thinking, but if she came back late, like, would she not check? If I'm like,
but maybe she would have thought that you would have gone.
She wasn't there. Oh. That's what she said as well. She's like, let it, even if I did come back, I would have assumed that you'd already
left.
You're
gone, yeah.
But she wasn't there, so I couldn't. You know, disperse the blame. I had to just follow
you
that one myself.
Disperse the blame. You in there blowing your alarm.
I had to swallow it. And then I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like, if I miss this, I'm going to still be in this UK with all this London Bridge falling down. But yeah, so then what do? I go online and I'm thinking.
I feel like you could have made it.
No, I couldn't have.
How long does it take to get to your sister's to the, what airport? Gatwick?
Yeah, Gatwick. How it's half an hour, but the thing is the frequency of the train. That comes
cab.
The cab was the same price as what buying another ticket was.
Oh, okay.
So what did I do? I went and I bought a ticket for an hour later, because that was the only. The thing is, because when I get to the airport, because I get to Malaga Airport, it's a 2-hour coach from the airport to where she lives. And the thing is, if you buy, it's really hard to buy coach tickets on the day because they run out really quickly.
Okay.
So it was like I needed to make a plane that would get me there for the same time or before the time, so I could still make that coach.
That coach.
So there was only one plane ticket. There were several planes, but there was only one that was like, it was like £60.
See the Lord in his mercy, man.
Bro, and the thing is, I had to make, and it was so close because that flight was at 7:15. The train that was going to get me there was 6:33 was going to get me to the station or get me to Gatwick, and I still had to go through security and all that. So 6:33 to 7, the gate was closing at probably like 7 or something. Guys, we're talking 27 minutes. I need to move fast, bro. Bro, we thank God because the security was not empty, but it was like, and now at Gatwick they don't make you take out your liquids.
Oh, they don't.
You keep it in the bag.
That's how, but I haven't flown in a while.
I thought they mistook it, so I just took the liquids. I was like, I don't want any delay, no delay. Yeah. So I just took it out of my bag.
Quick,
anyway.
Pull you to the side.
Exactly, but it wasn't needed. Went through, did the whole thing, guys, and of course my gate is 28. Where's 28? The last gate at the. Yeah, I don't run like that. Like. I'm not a runner. My knee's a bit. Guys, the way I ran.
The last video that we done, are you sure them knees? Are
yeah, she started
every time I,
for it.
Every yeah. time I watch the video, not to like cut your story, every time I watch the video, I literally see your to-do.
Right? But you know, I realised when I watched back, like the trend for that, people do it like dun, 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 rather than I was going dun, dun, like I was going. 1, 2, like 1, 2, 1, 2, but people in the video 1, 2, 1, 2. So I wasn't really, but anyway, sorry.
You was running.
Yeah, I was
dragster.
Running.
What's the song called?
She's a runner. She's a dragster.
She's a runner.
Guys, I ran, and your girl made it.
Oh.
With like 13 minutes to spare.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, and wow. The thing is, the plane was empty because no one's flying on what. A Sunday morning at 6 a.m. or 6 or 7 in the morning on a Sunday, no one's really fine at that. The plane was literally empty. The row behind me, the row in front of me, two rows on the other side, like the whole thing was empty. I literally had the whole row to myself, and I was just like, okay, I've made the plane, we can do it. It was a good time, it was amazing. On the way back, guess what I did? I bought the ticket for the wrong day on the way back, on the coach back to the airport. Keep in mind, this is 4 in the morning. And the guy speaking to me in Spanish, the driver. And I said, Yesu. So I called my friend. Thank God she answered. And, well, my friend was like, he's saying that you bought the ticket for the wrong day. And I was like, I know that. But like, can he?
This sounds like.
Guys.
This is not Loretta Week.
Bro.
This sounds like.
I was just like. And the things I made sure on the way back. I was like. D-d-d-d-d. And then I said. It's actually above me. Like, the past me. While I was booking this, I was so distressed.
Well, you're here now.
I was so. But yeah, so the journey back, luckily the man let me on.
You were so distressed, you said.
Yeah, I was just so distressed. Like, I was so dishevelled that clearly when I was booking it, was I here? No.
No.
I'm here. Really? You know,
I just need to get out of this
country. Exactly. When, and then when I'm there, Like, who, you've literally got 2 hours before you're going, like, you might as well have just stayed up and gone. But it's because I cried. If I didn't cry that day, I would have been like, okay, firm it. But because I was like, I think my body needs it. Clearly it did, but it did that too much. Like
4:57.
But yeah, when I was in Spain, it was good. Had some good apple ciders. It was delicious. And, you know, had some good tapas. And it was cold though. It was a nice time.
I'm glad that you had a nice time despite all the madness before and after.
Oh yeah, I was on 2 hours of sleep. That's why literally I got back yesterday, guys.
13 hours of sleep you had, you said.
Oh, I had 2 hours. That's what led to the 13 hours.
Right.
Yeah, because I was running on 2 hours.
Two hours of sleep.
Immense.
Wow, I hope this week coming is way more, like, relaxed and calming and peaceful and stress-free for you.
Thank you.
Because it sounds like this week
has been the beginning of this year has just been a bit...
Headache. No wonder why you had one.
Exactly. Guys, I had a headache this morning and it came back a couple hours ago. Now I can't feel it. I'm just hoping tomorrow I wake up like a spring chicken.
Mm-hmm. Ready.
I cooked some really good food, actually.
What did you cook?
I made some creamy pasta with sweet chili chicken.
Loretta's kitchen coming soon. You heard it from me. Don't be surprised.
But you guys aren't getting it because I'm not cooking for no one.
She's going to cook for you guys. Don't worry. We're going to host an event.
I made it because I felt that bad for my dad because he's going to work. And I was just like, I'm leaving. Even though I was so tired and I was literally like, so sad to come here and everything. I was just like.
Well, you're really training yourself, isn't it?
But I was just like, let me make him something. And I made him that and he took some to. There was quite a few pieces of chicken and I went back down, there was only three in there.
That's how you know food tastes good. Because parents don't lie, you know.
Parents don't sweet lie. Chili chicken is my sister's recipe.
Oh, show me it. This week I made stew.
Did you?
White rice and stew. Mom was like, this is so good. This is so nice.
What are you training for?
No words.
You make me sick. You make me sick.
Not in that way, please, not in that regard.
What regard? Anyway, what type of stew was it though?
Goat stew.
To my parents, my dad was asking me to make banana bread today.
I really want some. You make some really good banana bread.
Guys, you had it here first.
I'm telling you, Loretta's kitchen is coming soon.
It's not.
It is.
It's not, guys. Respectfully, it's not, but the banana bread does taste good. And my dad was like, oh, can you make some steak? I said, I had so many errands today. Had to return my PLT package. Had to return my ASOS package. Had to do my meetings. I had to, like, wash all the clothes that I took with me to Spain and get that all organised. And then I had to, like, get ready and come here. And then, like, obviously I cooked the pasta and the chicken. But at some point between that, he wanted me to make banana bread. And I said, sorry, that's not on the agenda today.
It's too much for me. It's too much on my back.
Exactly that.
Woo, jelly.
But, yeah, that's been my crazy week.
But, like, no, I prophesy into the next week and it shall be better than this week.
Amen.
And I just pray that it's a peaceful week. Productive week.
Thank you.
A week of restoration and rest.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you. As the same for you though. Like, I know your week's been calm, but I hope, like,
next week is my birthday week, girl. Let's talk about it.
Are you excited? Also, because this is coming out on Valentine's weekend.
It is.
Do you want to show your outfit? Because by the time this comes out, Valentine's would have happened.
To be fair, I was very excited towards the ending of last year for my birthday. I had this whole thing planned. I wanted to do a private dinner with all of my family, all of my friends, my friend's family, it was a big number of people that I had on my list. And then I contacted a few places. Some couldn't do, capacity was too small, some prices were like kind of extortionate. and I'm a very mindful person, let me just say that.
Mm.
So I was just like, okay, cool, let's scrap that idea. So I was gonna do like all girls, we do like pottery together, at a like private room at a pottery. And then the numbers slowly started like becoming
dwindling.
Yes, less and less and less. Mm. Eventually we kind of do it in a private room anymore because the numbers are too small.
Mm.
And obviously I'm seeing you guys the following week.
Mm.
As I said in the group chat, there's no point. Well, there is a point because
It's your birthday.
Yeah, but if I'm going to see you guys the week after, then it just makes sense to just
celebrate the week
my
after.
Birthday, yeah, with you guys then.
Mm.
So yeah, it was just really my friends and a few boys that I was going to invite, but I didn't end up inviting them. So it just got to a point where it was just like I was just receiving a lot of no's. Mm. That I just felt like, okay, I don't even want to like celebrate my birthday like that anymore. So I'm not celebrating in it. I'm not celebrating my birthday per se on the 15th because my birthday.
Oh, you're not doing the pottery anymore?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Oh, last time you were saying that you are doing the pottery. Is it really just?
No, I just said, okay, like, if I can't do it in a private room, I've searched so many other places. They don't have bookings on Saturdays, it's Sunday after 8 p.m. Oh, God, come on. I had this, you know what? Think about it. You have this massive balloon, massive idea, like, you want to celebrate.
It just deflates.
Slowly, until it's just like this. So, I don't want to celebrate my birthday. I'm not doing anything to celebrate my birthday, but I
That's
feel
not
like...
fair.
I know, I've already, like... not cried. I have not physically cried about it, but internally I'm like,
do you want to do something together?
Yeah.
So we could, I don't know, we could go for dinner, like we could go for lunch, I don't know.
I feel like lunch would be nice. Yeah, I feel like lunch would be nice. I'm going to church 5 till 9.
Wait, what day is your birthday?
My date, the day of my birthday is Thursday.
Okay.
And I've already got plans. I'm doing my hair and I'm, oh my gosh, have you seen the Matilda cake on TikTok?
No.
Well, you seen the Matilda cake, the cake of Matilda, the movie?
No. Oh yeah, the chocolate cake
in Matilda. There, this restaurant is replicating that cake, and you know me, I love a chocolate cake. So after I do my hair, I'm going to treat myself to a chocolate cake, and then I'm going to come back home. And
where's this chocolate cake?
Regent Street.
I want to try this chocolate cake too.
Yeah, the bookings are. I'll let you know them. The
I don't want to intrude because obviously, if you want to do like your solo thing, that's calm. But I'll go on a different day to get the chocolate cake because that sounds good.
No, it looks good. It's like, So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to do my hair, and I'm going to get a chocolate cake. Then I'm going to come back home. It's a very peaceful day. No wahala. I prophesy into that day.
Amen.
And I'm going to say it's a peaceful day where everything just runs smoothly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Obviously, Valentine's Day, we got plans.
This episode's coming out the weekend, Valentine's weekend. So Valentine's would have been gone. I don't know if you mentioned in the last episode what you're doing for Valentine's Day. But what are you doing for Valentine's? If she has, we apologise, but anyway.
Yeah. So... we are going to candle making. We're going to make some candles, something I've never done before. And then we were
so nice.
I know, it's so thoughtful. He's gonna literally be like, you're literally not like this.
No, this is her. It's just she needs to unlock this side with you. Coming soon.
Am I a newbie?
You are. No, you got layers, chapters.
I think, yeah, layers. Mm. Layers should be my nickname. Layers.
Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, candle making. And before candle making, we wanted to go to brunch, have brunch together. But where the candle making place is, it's a bit awkward. I can't really find anywhere nearby.
What area?
Shoreditch.
Sure, there's just got a lot of places. What do you mean?
A lot, but I want a specifically nice food. I don't want to go into any next, like, Bills. You know Bills? It's a restaurant. And, like, get, like, normal pancakes. You know, I want, like, cute, nicely decorated plate of food, like, with, like, exotic fruits and, like, you know, fluffy pancakes and, like, halal turkey bacon. You know what I mean?
I
really like halal turkey bacon. and halal sausages.
I don't like turkey bacon.
It's really nice. You grew up eating pork, I didn't.
But
I mean No, I didn't mean it in a shady way. I'm just saying it.
I didn't mean that in a shady way, because when you said you grew up not eating pork, I was like, but girl, you've had pork before.
I know, but I don't like bacon because I grew up not eating pork. I wasn't allowed to eat bacon. Yeah. And when I did try bacon, it's too salty for my palate.
Fair.
So turkey bacon.
But you must have had the smoked bacon if you had the unsmoked, because we grew up eating unsmoked bacon. This is, smoked bacon is salty. Unsmoked is not salty. And it's delicious.
So, yeah, candle making.
You want to talk about fluffy pancakes? You're saying that you want to place a piece of food with fluffy pancakes.
Yes, I want my plate to be decorated nicely with, like, you know, I want
cute
pictures.
Can I be with my girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
I don't want "can I be my girlfriend" on a plate. No. You can say these words with your mouth.
All of you people that have got it on a plate, yeah?
No disrespect, no shame. I don't want keeping my girlfriend on a plate. No, please. No, thanks. Did you get that?
No.
Okay, thank God.
But he was planning to do that.
Did you want that?
Do you know what? I just wanted like a cute sentimental way, and like,
that's what I want. I want a cute sentimental way.
He was so nervous, bless him.
Oh. Carry on. Do you know what I actually want? Yeah, not spilling any gems yet, but I want. No.
Sorry, carry on.
You know, I changed my mind like this, so this could be changed. But you know what I think is cute, right?
Mm.
Receiving a little like envelope of notes about why they like you, or why they want you to be their girlfriend, or what they see in you.
You know, you said that you changed your mind a lot. This is the same thing you told me months ago that you wanted. I don't think her mind changes that much about how she wants to be asked. Note it down. She wants to be asked through notes. Explain to her why you like her. Explain to her why you want her to be your girlfriend. And then at the end, just be like, can you be my girlfriend or anything?
No, say it with your mouth.
Say that with
your
mouth.
Let's go back to Valentine's Day. Let's go back to Valentine's Day.
Right.
I haven't found a place. I haven't found a spot for us to go to have some brunch together. So any suggestions I'll be happy to receive. After that, I think it's like a little stroll, a little walk in the area, you know, as cute couples do,
right?
And then
are you gonna be wearing heels though?
No,
that's where you showed me your Valentine's Day fit and you said you're gonna wear court heels.
You think I'm gonna wear that dress from the beginning of the morning?
Oh, you're wearing that for dinner. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah,
my bad.
I just want to get a pair of loafers. Mm-hmm. I was thinking a cute pair of loafers, jeans, a nice like blouse. Because I would have turned 24. Like, let me just enter 24 being like kind of grown and sophisticated and mature. But I guess when we film for the week coming, we'll see what I wear.
Okay, first.
But yeah.
Do you want to show it?
Oh, and I was gonna wear this dress.
But you're not gonna wear it anymore.
No, I've changed my mind. You know what I'm thinking? Like, I actually wanna wear a long maxi gown because we're going to a candlelit concert in the night. And I think the dress that I'm wearing.
What type of concert is it? Like, what band or what person is it?
It's a musical to like a song. So think of Bridgerton.
Because I've seen the candlelight ones, like the candlelit stuff. I've seen like Coldplay candlelit concert.
Oh, I don't know what song he. I hope it's a song that I can vibe to. I don't want to be no Katy Perry, like, kind of.
Not the battery flashing, and we haven't even talked about the book. Yeah.
Oh, this is a.
We might actually have to switch to our phones because the battery is. So if the quality does change, we apologise, but we're trying to do with what we've got. I'm gonna carry on.
Yeah, even scheduling this has been rocky. we're busy babes.
Yeah, we're just trying to make it work, guys. We're just trying to show up.
Yeah. I'm thinking to wear a long gown to like fit the aesthetic. I don't want to come up in a. Let me show the people then. I'm gonna wear this dress, guys.
You're not gonna show you in it.
No. Yeah, I was gonna wear that dress, guys, but. I initially had planned to wear this on my birthday with the whole private dinner thing. And also I'm not doing that anymore. So I'm thinking to just keep this dress as a celebratory dress for an occasion in the future. I'm not sure.
Anniversary.
And just have that and then wear like a long gown on Valentine's Day.
And what colour are you going for? The same colour?
Yeah, same colour. I really like that colour recently.
Burgundy.
Yeah, it's nice. So yeah, that are my plans. And
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. Sorry guys, technical difficulties.
You can tell by the quality of this video. We're on a different device, but you know, we have to make do. We're not home, so
yeah.
Sorry about that.
I've kind of spoken enough about my birthday week. But yeah,
I'm excited for when she's like done it all and then you hear back on the how it went.
Yeah, I get that, but you know when you look forward to something so much, you now don't want it to be an anticlimax.
I don't think it will be. I think hopefully I want your birthday to go well, and if anything, if it doesn't go as good as you want, at least you've got like Valentine's to look forward to because you've got like all those things planned out. And
that's what's holding me by the string. I feel like if I didn't have anything planned for Valentine's Day, I was gonna call it V-Day, then I probably would have like cried heavily about not celebrating my birthday. I've spoken enough about my birthday week, so how are you spending your Valentine's Day? If you know yet.
I think I'm going, like, you know what's so ironic? I think it's the last episode we mentioned it, or maybe the episode before. No, it's the last episode where we talk on what I did last year and how you're like, oh, sometimes there's not always dinner. Like, sometimes, and you're like, this year we have to do something fun. I don't think it's going to be anything crazy. Like, we're going for dinner.
That's been a common vibe, to be fair, when I've spoken to other couples.
Yeah, like, it's chill. Like, we're going for dinner and then...
What are you getting him?
Nothing. I meant to get him something. Last year, I actually did get him something, though.
What did you get him?
I got him, like, his favourite alcohol. Like, he mentioned it to me one time in passing.
Oh.
And I, like, got... I don't know where I can get it from. He's like, I haven't seen it anywhere. I don't know where I can get it from. And then I found it. And then I got it for him.
Cute.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do this year?
We're going for dinner and then we're going to... I have no clue he's doing that.
I'd like to know so we can be at the same
place. Be safe for real.
I'm joking.
And then we're going to this like R&B like event to just listen to. It's like Valentine's R&B vibe. And I'm not low-key always wanted to, but I've low-key wanted to go to, like, one of these things with him for, like, a minute just to see what the vibe would be like.
It's giving black movie in the early 2000s.
Exactly, yeah. I've been showing my outfit because now I've packed my outfit. I even asked Litney. It's actually so cute. I'm wearing, like, boots.
Ooh.
Like, heel, like, point-toe, like, boots. And it's kind of like, you know them saggy-type boots that are, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And I'm wearing, like, a little, not a mini skirt, but, like, it's a skirt, like... Mm. Cutesy black, like,
round. Wait, no, why? And... No, I showed them my outfit. Show
it's
me.
On my phone, recorded on my phone. I will show you
Thank
after.
You.
Sorry, guys, I will try now, but we're using my phone as the device to record on since the camera died. But yeah, and I feel like. You want this hair again, not to bring it up, but like when I saw this hair, like I was so annoyed. I was like, it doesn't even go with my outfit for Valentine's. Like, because my hair was slicked back when I tried on the whole Valentine's Day fit. And it was just, I was like, I was just feeling the vibe. And then when I came back home with this hair, I was just like, I was thinking I might go Peckham.
16 carriages.
Honestly. Honestly, I was like, I might go Peckham and get beads so we can, like...
Show me your hair afterwards.
You're going to scream, bro. You're going to scream.
I don't even mean to laugh.
I feel like I look like an auntie who's got, like, five kids at home that she needs to run home and, like, make... But anyway, No respect, no disrespect, like, but that's just not the look I was going for. But it's okay. So that's what we're doing for Valentine's. And yeah, it's gonna be pretty chill. Like, I'm a pretty chill person, he's a pretty chill person. Other than like staycations or vacations, I'm not like wild on the whole. Like, we can go for dinner vibe and like, you know, have like good music, chill, like not dun dun dun. I'm very like chill. So
am I.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good night.
It's gonna be a good night. I can't wait to debrief.
The debrief is gonna be, well, I hope it's good. In a good way, not like in a stressful, bad way, because I'm tired of being stressed.
No, you can't have none of that. Cancel it.
And rebuke it.
Amen.
But yeah. I'm excited. Anyway, can we actually, like, we've done a catch up like 40 minutes long.
No, we actually have.
And can I even say my bits of the book? Because we're using my phone to record.
My friend's flashlight.
Guys, this episode might just be a catch up.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think we can talk about this book, the book, this week.
I had so many things I wanted to say. Okay, guys, that's it for today's episode. Sorry about all the technical difficulties we've experienced. We hope it came out okay for you guys.
And we appreciate that you've made it this far.
If you have, we would appreciate if you guys, you know, like, share, comment, and subscribe.
It doesn't take longer than 1 second.
If you're listening, we'd appreciate if you, know, rate us and leave a review. But yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye.
T-feed out.